All right, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by our friends at Simply Auto LLC. Check them out on Stadium. They're south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro. You can check them out for your next vehicle purchase, where you can get guaranteed credit approval and check out their full inventory right now online at simplyautollc.com. That's Simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Friday. It is November the 3rd. It's Brandon and Kelly and David. And Ella Perry joins us here this morning.
Hello.
Ella's been our shadow. I need to turn Kelly's microphone on. There you go.
I just figured you did it on purpose.
I liked it the other way.
It was better the other way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ella, really the reason we have you here is not to do like a school shadow thing for your school. We're actually looking for replacements.
Oh.
We need someone else to wear the barrel.
For my job.
Did I get it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're looking for good personality. It's something that we haven't had in this position in a while. Okay. So did you have any idea what you were going to kind of expect today? Any idea?
Not really.
Because today's show is different because we were in Pocahontas. And there was a lot of driving. I'm a great driver. I think she learned that.
Sure.
Was my driving scary to you at any point?
Hey, he's already done your evaluation, and you have it, so you don't have to tell the truth.
Who's a better driver, me or your dad?
Oh, my dad.
Who's a better driver, Brandon or Kelly?
Is she awful?
Who gets you home the quickest?
Brandon would probably get me home the quickest.
Boom.
And the safest.
But I'd feel I would feel safer with Kelly.
Are you being serious?
No.
So there was a point today where we did actually enter an area that we weren't supposed to enter in Pocahontas, and we were driving across the football field, but not actually the field part, but we were driving through the stands.
Yes.
Underneath the bleachers.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I thought we would, you know,
you
Kelly.
You thought there was an exit, but there wasn't.
Right.
Nope. You thought Kelly, what?
No, there's no reason to say that I was under the bleachers.
Typically, she likes to...
Back in high school, they called me, Kelly under the bleachers. Oh.
Basically, every school, she likes to go under the bleachers. It's like a check mark thing, you know? It's just what she does.
So that's her 10th one. We've been to 10 schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, it has nothing on, you know, junior high. But so.
No, yeah, ooh. Right.
So we got to go. I mean, we did a bunch of stuff this morning, right? So we went up there to the school. We got to hang out there. We made our morning stop at Starbucks.
We did. Yep.
We stopped at Froyo and Joe, which is right across from the Pocahontas School. And they have all your lattes and cappuccinos. What did we get? The
white chocolate mocha.
It was really good.
It was really good. But the best part was we got frozen yogurt.
We got frozen yogurt too. So we had all the sweets we could possibly handle. Mm-hmm. So my frozen yogurt was salted caramel and triple chocolate. And I put some, the cookie dough stuff. Mm-hmm. And I put some Oreos on there and some Reese's Pieces. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah, I had the chocolate and strawberry with white chocolate chips.
David, what did you have?
I had the cookies and cream with the strawberry sensation. And some...
Why did you make the weird eyes about that?
He did.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the stage, it's Strawberry Sensation.
I met her once.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Uh-huh.
Supporting her family.
Yeah.
She has three kids.
Yeah, huh? She does.
She's getting a degree, man.
She is.
Working.
Speaking of degree, deodorant's working today.
That's good.
Degree. Ella, what'd you get today?
Well, normally I don't get anything crazy like y'all did. So I just got the cookies and cream with Oreos on top.
Was it good?
It was very
good. Safe bet. Yeah.
So shout out to them, Froyo and Joe, right across from the Pocahontas School. They sent us a message and said, hey, we know you're going to be in Pocahontas.
Amy Holt sent us a message and thought that was cool.
It's a family-run business. They've been open for about the last year. We had a good time. They kind of gave us a tour of all the stuff. And like white chocolate mochas, I've had those at different places over the years, right? And theirs was really good because it wasn't overly sweet. Mm-hmm. Like it was sweet enough. But it wasn't like, you know, have like one or two drinks in, you're like, ooh, I don't think I can finish this.
Yeah, it was good.
So it was very good. Pocahontas was fun.
It was fun.
So we had a great time there. Ella, let's go back to the Pocahontas experience. Had you ever been to the school before?
No, I had not.
So it's your first time to go there. Yeah. If we were to describe all of our roles, like what we do when we get to the school, what does David do at a school?
Well.
Work the hardest.
You can be honest. I mean, legit, I've already graded your stuff.
True.
You can say it. What does David do?
She's just throwing her hands up.
So he doesn't do much of anything?
Not really.
Okay,
that's not even true.
He puts on the barrel though, right?
And he gives, he instead of letting people hold the mic, yes. he holds it for them.
He's a mic holder in school.
He's like a mic stand.
Yeah. Yes.
He's the human mic stand.
Yes.
All right, so what do I do at the school?
You basically run everything and planned everything.
Ella. Should we kick her out of the room?
No.
What did Kelly do at the school today?
Kelly was the most amazing.
She did so much.
Why?
Yeah, exactly like you said. She did so much.
What?
She was the best person there.
She held down the floor in that one spot. Ooh. Right?
Mm-hmm. I did go get people for interviews when you needed me to do that.
She did help with the photos too, didn't she?
Yes.
Like, it's funny because if we go into a school and there's like, if we're going to take a picture with 30 students, like it's the band, it's the football team.
Mm-hmm. I can't help it. It just happens.
She turns into teacher. Like most of the students just kind of like start going like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And she's like, you here, move. Oh, no, two lines.
Yeah.
Like, she's good at take charge like that. And I'm like, what are we trying to do next?
Yeah.
I got to get my place in my mind. We met people though. Like, we didn't know Lake Fletcher.
Yeah.
Connor Fletcher's brother. So Connor's mm-hmm. been in here. So we got to meet him. He's a wide receiver mm-hmm. in Pocahontas.
His favorite player is Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he was number 18.
Mm-hmm.
So David had like a kindred spirit with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did. Isn't that a rapper? Kendrick Lamar?
Yes.
Isn't that a rapper? Like, Kendrick. Legit.
Kendrick.
Kindred.
Not kindred.
Sit down.
All right.
Be humble.
You know what it is. Everything I do,
okay,
I do it big.
So, just so everyone knows, Brandon has said, yeah, at least, how many times do you think today, Ella?
More times than I've had to take photos.
That's a lot.
Wait a minute. What was that about?
Yeah.
That's not even fair. Out of all my hard work, I need to document my hard work.
So you said earlier today that Brandon had some addictions. What did you think one of his addictions was?
Taking photos.
Taking photos over and over.
But we're documenting for people. Here's what I'm doing. Because, see, I'm a giver. And as we've talked about on the show, one of my nicknames in high school was the giver.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I want to be able to, like, for people to be able to document the fact that we were there. So as opposed to everybody needing to come get a photo with us individually, we take group photos and photos of people so they can go to our social media and grab them. Hence, the giver.
And Brandon,
the giver of photos.
The giver
I'm the photo
of
giver.
Photos.
The yeah. book, The Giver, was actually written all about Brandon yeah. and his escapades.
what is escapades?
Ask Janet Jackson.
That was her song, wasn't it? I wonder if we have that
song. Speaking of that, I want to go to that concert in Memphis.
Was it January, I think she's being in Memphis?
Yeah. Ella and I want to go
to seeing
that.
The commercials.
Ella has no idea who Janet Jackson is.
I do too.
You know who she is?
Yes.
What's her biggest song ever?
I don't know that.
I don't think I could tell you that.
Who's her, I know who she is.
Who's her brother?
Michael Jack.
Okay, you do know that. Okay. So is this her biggest one?
It's not her biggest one.
Did you have this cassette?
I did have this cassette. My second favorite song of the day today, though, I just want you guys to know it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is. Everything I do. Oh, dang it.
And Ella has her hands over her mouth.
Are you embarrassed, Ella?
Brandon's about 10 years late on trends. 2027, you know
it is. This is what he works out to over and over again.
Yeah, it's this song on repeat.
I can't even tell you why this song came back into my mind. I don't know if we played it on the show one morning, and then I did it as a way to aggravate Kai. I'd walk into the room and be like, you know what it is. So now I just do it to everybody.
Yeah.
Taylor gang, y'all.
What is
Lego
that?
Lego Batman.
Was it?
Yes.
Is that the game or is that the movie?
The movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
Well, what movie have you seen?
You've never seen any movies, so. Oh,
yes.
I mean, am
Ella
I
Perry,
wrong?
Perry, take it back right now.
I mean, is she wrong?
Facts.
She's known me That's too long. She's too funny. Comfortable in this room.
That's the facts of life.
I like to, you take the good, you take the bad.
And there you have.
The facts of life. I believe Ella's too comfortable because I like to be able to have at least a little bit of leverage when people come into the room.
You want people to think you're someone you're not.
That one hurt.
That's not real nice either. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But she's known me since she was a little girl.
It's true.
So she doesn't really care as much. Here we go. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have the facts of life.
I'm taking both.
Both. You ever seen the show The Facts of Life?
No.
Okay, as a kid, well, let's go deep dive into the personality of Ella Perry.
Okay.
All right, greatest show of your childhood, what was it?
That was really on the spot. Greatest show of my, Phineas and Ferb.
Really? Okay.
Phineas and Ferb?
I can only.
They loved that show.
I remember every single episode.
They did love some Phineas and Ferb.
What about SpongeBob?
I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob.
That's true.
Why not?
Joey Perry would not let them watch SpongeBob.
Neither would my mom or my grandma.
What did SpongeBob do that was bad?
He's kind of a smart butt. That's true. There's some little things on there that they're smart aleck about. No. And the stuff that we would all laugh at.
Yeah.
They didn't want their kids to say, thinking it's funny.
I got you.
So, yeah.
Okay, did you ever see the TV show Friends?
Yeah. I haven't watched it, but my best friend loves it.
It's a great show. So Seinfeld, ever watch that?
There's one you can talk to her about that we all love.
Three's Company.
Nope.
No.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
You ever heard of that?
No.
Different Strokes.
Three's Company.
What show did I get you hooked on that you've almost watched the whole season? You've almost watched all the seasons.
Almost watched all the
almost
seasons?
Almost all of it. And it's funny.
I know. Funny. I know where she's going with this.
Oh, The Office.
You like it?
Yes. Ugh.
It's amazing.
Kurt's on it now, too.
Who's your favorite character on The Office?
Michael.
So it has to be Michael Scott, right?
Yes.
David, who's your favorite character?
Oh, I love Michael Scott. Probably Jim second, Dwight third.
You know, it's funny. Kurt, my son's watching, and he's like, Mom, that Meredith girl is disgusting.
Yes. She's awesome, though.
One of my favorite episodes is that one where they're trying to park in the mall, and Meredith has that big van, and she, like, rubs up against that car. Michael's like, get in it.
When they shave her head.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Have I seen that one yet?
I don't know, but she has to wear wigs, and everybody's like, oh. Like,
Meredith does?
Because she had lice, so she shaved her head.
I mean, Toby's funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
Like in a weird way. Yeah. But Stanley, I don't know why Stanley's delivery.
Kevin. Kevin's good. Kevin.
That show, so you guys told me watch the show. And like if you start to look at it, like it doesn't look real fancy. And you're like, how can this be interesting? How can these characters be funny? And then when you figure them out, it's like, they're really funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But on the outside, if you're like flipping through the channels, I don't think you stop on that show.
No, yeah.
Well, what's great about The Office is you know everybody in your office or your friend group that's that person. Like Brandon is clearly Michael Scott.
Well, you can see yourself.
I'm not all.
You can see yourself in some of all, in all of the characters.
Yeah.
Am I, okay, tell me how I'm like Jim. See, there. No, I'm not. I'm much more like who?
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
Who would she be out of the characters?
Angela.
You are such a jerk.
I believe that.
I would not be a
bee. Or Meredith.
Well, wait. Or Meredith. Who is the really old guy?
Oh,
Creed.
Creed.
That's you.
No, I know exactly who Creed is in this building. That's Terry Wood.
Yeah, you're right.
Terry. She just called me the oldest guy.
Well, you are the oldest one in here.
I don't feel like I look like I'm the oldest.
No, you don't look
like
it.
We meet people, you're the same age as me.
I know, I just said you don't look like it.
We meet people all the time who are our age that look older than us.
That's true.
Like, that's why I thought 40 was going to be awful. I was like, oh, I'm going to turn 40, I'm going to be old. Like, maybe when you get to be there, you are old, but you don't think you're old. Like,
yeah.
People who are 60 might not think they're old because they still feel the same as they did.
Yeah.
Like when I'm 60, I'll probably be playing this song on my Walkman.
Dance. Walkman.
Good.
Have you heard this?
Hey.
This is my favorite. One of my favorites. Cardi B. This is it.
Say low. You can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms.
These blood shoes.
Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting also. Don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance
y'all.
Now.
I make money moves.
Say, I don't gotta dance.
I make money moves. Can I come to your party? I know you're having a party this weekend. You think I'd be cool, like, for your party?
No.
He plays his two hits, the one by Cardi B and then the one by Wiz Khalifa.
And he comes out with his hand. Like
yeah.
Uh-huh, you know what it thing. Is. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yes.
Let me play you my newest hit.
This
black
is
and yellow.
This is one of my favorite songs. Let me do my other favorite. This is another great one that I play at all the parties that I go to.
Hey, I just oh, gosh.
and this is crazy.
So
does that feel old to you? Oh my gosh.
She used to love this song though.
I remember the first summer I was ever on Kiss FM. This was the song that was huge.
Oh my gosh, it played all the time.
It was like 2012.
And that poor girl couldn't get another hit. Like she put out a couple of different songs, but like nothing was going to be able to top that one because it was such a big hit.
She also had one of the worst first pitches in baseball history too.
Was it bad?
Oh yeah, it like almost went to first base.
Oh no.
And she just laughed on the mound like, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, but those moments. You never did, right?
Mm-mm.
It was like the day we went out and we did the first pitch.
And we were
at
so
baseball.
Scared.
But we both were good at it.
Yeah.
Like J.J. Watt the other night at the World Series, game 5. He came out on crutches and threw the first pitch and it was way off.
Well, he's on crutches. So I give him that.
Yeah. And the crowd, he was in Houston, so they were still happy, but still. you guys have any plans this weekend?
Kurt actually has his first little basketball scrimmage tomorrow in Brooklyn, which is going to be his high school, has a brand new basketball arena. So they're going to have everybody comes in there and kind of welcomes everybody to the arena, and he's going to get to play on that floor for the first time. So he's excited about that.
Have they been in there yet? Have they seen it?
They've seen it, yeah.
So they're probably all pumped up.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be pumped up.
Where is that building?
It is
because I can picture
where
the campus.
We were. Yeah. It was on the other, right on the other side,
like directly behind. Mm-hmm. So we were on one side. Yep. We were out there toward like the entrance of the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like next to the football field, basically.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, we're Joey Perry Martial Arts Demo Team is doing Valley View Inferno has a big basketball thing with their group. So that's we're cool. gonna perform in between the girls and boys game, I believe. So
that's good. David, do you have any plans this weekend?
I don't really think anything for Friday today. Probably hang out with Rachel.
Ella has fun plans.
Do you see how he sounds like, probably hang out with Rachel.
I don't mean it like that.
I'll probably have
Did
to hang out with
her. Did you see her last night?
No, I didn't see her last night.
There was football on. He doesn't care to see her when there's football on TV.
Whatever.
What was the game last night? The Jets and something?
Yeah, the Jets and Bills. I didn't even watch it. It was such a bad game, I thought, for Thursday night. I didn't want to watch it.
Was it on real TV? Was it on, like, network TV, or was it just on the network?
I want to say it was on NFL Network, but, I mean, it might have been one of those games they were streaming on Twitter. I didn't pay attention.
Well, because sometimes they show the NFL Network games, the Thursday night games, on network TV, too.
Yeah, they'll sometimes air it on CBS. I think the first half of the season it was CBS, and now they'll be going to NBC or something like that. So, might see Mike Tirico or somebody like that on there.
So, Ella, what do you have going on this weekend?
Oh, well, better plans than David, but...
Yeah. Doesn't take much.
I think I'll be going and helping my dad get the duck blind ready.
And the farm going.
Oh, that's good.
The farm is already done.
Well...
Especially as they're passing those new laws.
There's being some new laws passed, especially for the beginning of next year. I know your dad's probably really excited.
Oh, my gosh. He'll be high rolling.
David hates you.
He will be.
I tell you what I'm doing, and you make fun of it.
What do you? No.
You're oh, good. Wait. You were really serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you hunt in the duck blind?
Mm-hmm. You physically get in the blind. I need to take you.
Do you get down there by a lake or a river?
We need to go.
It's in a field.
You go.
Kelly. No.
No?
It's boring.
Have you been hunting before?
No, but I've learned from other people's experiences and TV.
Not to go.
Really? Don't go?
No, it's awesome. The adrenaline rush is amazing.
See, people like David like it. But.
Right.
Have you ever shot...
So you don't think I'd like it, either.
Have you ever shot a shotgun before?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you got a lot of
Have you ever put an animal in front of it and shot the shotgun and hit the animal and then kill it?
All obliterated.
But had to
animals.
Watch it suffer and then...
No, you don't let it suffer. You wring its neck and you're done with it.
I couldn't
do it.
You
just get it by the neck and wring it? Me either.
I don't think I could do it.
Just do this. I did that once and snapped a head off.
Mm. I would vomit and then immediately start crying.
I almost vomited.
Just thinking about it?
You don't even think about it, though. It's just like you see.
It's the rush of it, but.
Yeah. Well, so eat it. So
the thought is, okay, I've already hurt this thing. I might as well take it out of its misery. That's how you think about it.
I definitely think to take it out. I just wish there was a way.
Maybe you didn't have to kill him in the first place.
One shot, yeah.
Maybe you didn't have to kill him in the first place.
If you don't
overpopulation, I get it.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, the white.
What are they going to do, take over and live in my house or something?
They can
what's going to happen?
No, they can destroy an ecosystem.
What is that?
Did you ever go to class?
It's been a long time.
An ecosystem?
What does that even mean?
It's like the
it's
animals
like E. coli.
And, E. coli. It's like
Isn't he Peyton's brother?
Yes.
For the quarterback for the Giants, right?
Yeah. No, it's just like the animals and the environment and stuff like
Listen,
that.
Listen, Noah, will you hurry?
Like, you can go goose hunting, and sometimes they won't even put a limit on how many you can kill because they want to get rid of as many of them as they can.
But what happens if there's too many of them?
There's crap all over the place, Brandon.
Yeah, there's poop on your car.
But isn't that just what happens?
No,
we have to go kill them.
It helps the population. It really, I mean, it helps the environment.
It controls the population.
So that's how you feel good about it.
Yeah, and you eat it, so it's not like it's going to waste. It's not like you're killing them and leaving them.
It doesn't bother me if people kill them, eat them, and use them for everything like they're supposed to. But like, when I just hear too many horror stories. Oh, we had to follow the trail of blood. Like that would make me absolutely like. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Looking for the injured animal, and then you see the injured animal, and there's
they're squealing.
There's a baby beside it, or I just.
Well, there's never going to be like a baby duck with it. You know, it's just it's all
right.
Be...
Then I was thinking about a deer in my head.
So I'm thinking about the deer thing too, because I've heard you can hit a deer, and like not kill it, and then the deer is hurting and in pain, and then you have to go and try to kill it again.
Or you can't find it, and it ends up suffering.
Oh,
well, it's even more inhumane if you go and you shoot it and you don't track it down. You just let it.
But so you think even with deer, we should just we need to go and take out some deer every year?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I've had deer chili, and it's really good. Like, deer meat tastes really good. I don't think I physically can do it, even though I know a lot of people who do that.
I'd have to research it because I've never been in the hunting realm in my life, but there is something about the whole overpopulation thing. Like, they need to be controlled.
Like, because all of a sudden there's going to be deer walking down the road, like in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Maybe.
Where my friend Jeff Jarrett lives, like, legit, you can drive down their roads. And you can see deer in their yards, in their backyards, out by the lake. I've gone to it. Like, imagine in an apartment complex around here, deer just walking through there or then laying down and being comfortable. That's how domesticated those deer are around Hendersonville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, they're laying out there in apartment complexes and people are getting to their car, opening the doors, hitting their, you know, their buttons and all that stuff. And that noise doesn't scare them off.
Yeah. Around and maybe that's kind of like why, too. Yeah.
No, those things are running. Mm-hmm. They're taking off. All right, so your weekend is what? David got us back on hunting.
My weekend is going to be better than David's.
Okay.
So, first, I get to have a sleepover with my best friend tonight.
All right.
Which is always super fun.
Your place or their place?
My place.
What do you do at a sleepover?
We do lots of different
stuff.
They watch
videos for hours and hours at a time.
Party. YouTube?
That's true.
They rage.
They write.
Oh gosh, they're not invited to the party either, are they?
My best friend?
No, Kelly. So, what do you do? Watch YouTube videos?
Well, mainly we just like get on Instagram and look at all the silly videos and show each other. And if we're not doing that, then we're either playing outside or on Xbox, PlayStation.
All right. So, what do you play on that?
Well, we're nerds. So we like to either play Minecraft or Just Dance.
Oh, that's fun. I've done that. That wears you out, though.
It does.
The new Call of Duty is out today. World War II.
Oh, is it?
I'm surprised I haven't gotten a message from my son yet.
I went and bought it, and I've already downloaded it. So when I get home, I can play it as soon as I get there.
I'm glad y'all have a lot going on today.
For the win.
That's why he's not going to see Rachel this
first. Right. I'm going to take a nap.
New Call of Duty's out. Sorry, can't see you.
It looks so cool, though. And one of my favorite movies of all time is Saving Private Ryan. And it looks like they have some kind of like campaign
homage
mission
to that.
That looks just like that. Because that first, you know, the opening, have you ever seen that movie?
No. What are you hitting?
Jeez,
that was really loud. I didn't mean for it to be that loud.
What are you doing?
I did it for the overreaction. It's like what you told me about, you know, wrestling and stuff. You get to sell things. So I sold it.
Thanks for selling it.
Yeah. So, you know, the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan is like this massive war scene, and it's like iconic with war movies. All that
they
kind
get
of stuff.
Out of, it was when they get out of the boats.
Yeah, when they get out of those little metal boats. Oh my gosh.
We gotta go.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but it's bad.
It's crazy.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of that movie came out like 1998. They're saying that veterans who went to go see that movie they were having to leave. Because it sounded so real and looked so real to
them. It
was
so real.
All the, like, the sounds, the bullets
whizzing
by.
It's a Tom Hanks movie. Did you know
that? I've heard
of
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know that. Steve. He's awesome. Yes. I mean, I've seen a couple of his movies. That sounds awful.
Have you ever seen Toy Story?
Yes. I love those. Those are great.
Yeah. Oh, the third one, I almost cried.
I did, too. I did cry.
Mm-hmm. I think I did, too.
I did, too.
Like, yes. And you're like, how am I crying at an animated film?
Because they're all holding hands.
Yeah. I don't want to cry in here. Back to Ella.
So yeah. Sad.
All right. So you're at, let's pretend like it's a sleepover, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So are you on your own phone and your friend is on her own phone?
Yes.
I'd figured it though, like, right? Because that's just what kids do now, mm-hmm. is like you're on phones. Hey, look at this one, right?
Yep.
So let's talk about average likes on a post. Because we've talked about this, and it's funny because like we see some of these college students, mainly college girls, who post a photo and it's just like, okay, she's a member of a dance team, she's a member of the cheerleading squad, or she's a part of SGA or student, whatever, right? And they have 500 likes.
Yeah, or 1,000 likes.
How is that even possible?
I don't even know.
What's your average like number?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that.
She didn't really care.
Yeah, I don't care.
But there are girls that do.
What would your average like number be?
I don't know what an average. I would probably say 35 to 50.
35. Okay. Yeah. So let me tell you, the other day I posted the Halloween one. And I'm not sure. The Halloween photo has 140 likes. Because you add the other two that are showing me the first two. 140. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big number for me.
Yeah.
But then you see these girls who are at 1,000. And I'm like, what do they do to get 1,000?
Yeah, I know.
Like, okay, my wrestling photos with Lawler, that was 8. I just burped.
Nice.
Really, I think Luke Bryan, wasn't that my most liked? I think it was Luke.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to go back to get to that picture so we can see it. There's Brett Eldridge. Is that the same night we met Luke?
Yeah.
Brett Eldridge. It was, yeah. Why do I not have it?
My most liked is 192.
What was that one? Oh, that was a disgusting one, wasn't it?
Yeah, me is Caitlyn Jenner. Kylie Jenner.
Oh, no, Luke is way the winner.
I don't know who my most liked.
208 for Luke.
Are y'all figuring it out?
No, I just remember.
Oh.
Because I thought Garth would be the most liked. Mine was 208
with Luke,
for Luke.
I had 133.
Does that exceed the average?
Yeah, my average, yeah.
Where's my Garth? Because I thought that was going to be the second. Let's see if this one just beat Garth. Where is Garth? Remember that when I got to meet Garth Brooks and y'all were mad at me?
No, yeah, I remember it very well. Yeah,
all right, Garth, 162.
I remember how you wouldn't make eye contact with us.
That's not true.
David, was it true?
Not true.
It is true. Brandon, you wouldn't even like turn your body toward our direction.
Even the people
exactly
we were with,
we're
I was
sitting.
Like, look at him. He won't even make eye contact with us. That's how bad he feels.
Ella, look at this. This
looks
is the
like
night.
She's married to Luke Bryan, doesn't it?
She's so happy to be standing next to Luke. And Kai's so happy. And here I am over here off to the side, pushed away. That's awkward.
Luke knew.
Where's my picture with Carrie Underwood? Because that's another one of my...
I think he only had like 2 likes on that.
150. 151. Okay. So, but it's funny. You go and look at some of those other ones.
Well, I have 300 likes here.
300? Get out of this room. Not allowed.
300.
I have a bunch of photos I have to post today, though.
But, okay, so Rachel follows all these people. I don't even know who they are, but she likes every photo. And I tell her, why do you even do this? Why do you go through here and like everything? She's like, I don't know. I just like it.
Most of the time, I don't like anything unless it's one of y'all, my immediate family, or it's somebody's kids that I've known for a long time. And I'm literally like, aw, precious. You know, like, I don't like a whole lot of stuff.
I have to be careful on what I like too, because I've been caught liking things my wife didn't think I should like.
Maybe you shouldn't follow those accounts.
Yeah, maybe.
But
you
they're
shouldn't
just
follow
friends.
The half-dressed naked girls.
I don't do that. Stop it, everybody in this freaking room. Stop it. I don't do anything wrong.
Okay.
It was an accidental like. I didn't even mean to. I was trying to scroll.
Why do you sound just like Kai?
I scroll.
You sound just
it.
Like
darn
him.
Darn it.
I didn't mean to double tap. I thought it was a single tap. I was trying to push it. You ever
thought about that too much?
I have, because my wife was like, what is this? Did I just say that like that too?
Mm-hmm.
You ever accidentally like something, Ella, that you didn't mean to like? Did you
then
have,
you
to,
have
unlike?
To unlike
yes,
it
that's
and
the worst.
Person sees that you unliked it? So you're like, oh gosh, now they're going to, it's just awkward.
It's awkward. So have you ever realized that somebody has unfollowed you and then decided like, should I unfollow them back? Because you have.
Yes.
Because
and
I've
then
had
I
that.
Do.
You do unfollow them?
Yes, because they unfollowed me. So why should I keep following them?
Good right. Because if you're going to like me and then unlike me, and I didn't do anything for you to unlike me, then I'm going to unlike you because you unliked me. Bam.
Whoa, yeah. That was deep.
That's really how it needs to be, though.
Yep.
But then the other person will be all butthurt about it too and be like, oh, why did you unlike me? Because you unlike me first.
If they unlike you, or like, let's say they're not your friend anymore on Facebook.
Right.
And you didn't know that they unfriended you. And all of a sudden you get a friend request from them.
Yep. Happened to me.
And you know that you didn't unfriend them. You didn't even think about it. But they unfriended you. And so you're like, okay, if you unfriended me before, but now you're wanting to be my friend again, obviously you got butthurt over something that I've said or done something. So why are you trying to add me again?
Right.
And my answer is no. You deleted me before, you'll delete me again. I'm not doing it.
You'll say no?
Yeah.
You refuse them.
It's because it's silly. I'm not going to deal with that stupid drama.
You're a refuser?
I am a refuser.
You're not a refuser.
Oh, I am a refuser.
Ella, is she a refuser?
Not to Ella.
I've done that before.
You've refused people?
No. I've unfollowed someone and then tried to follow them again.
I don't care about the follow. That's awkward. It's the whole friend request thing.
Yeah, friend request.
Like, ask to be my friend again when you deleted me. I don't.
But they're follow's not really, the same thing. It's just a different word.
They're not really friends. It's just the word they use.
So
it's
you think
basically just follow them.
So okay, well,
on
if it
Facebook,
was a,
it says it says friends because that's the label they put on it.
If it's a family member, what if it was a family member?
A family member?
Yeah.
You can't unfollow family.
Exactly.
Was it a family member?
There's a chance.
Was it Kurt?
No. It's actually no one y'all know.
Was it your hot mom?
Hot?
My mom's going to hear this.
Hi, Gwen.
Stop.
Gwen for the win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. Ella's like, oh my God.
You know what it is. Oh. All right, Ella, rate your experience today on a scale of 1 to 100. It's like it's a test.
Scale of 1 to 100?
On fun.
On fun?
Let's do fun first.
On fun, probably I'll give you a 98%.
Not me a 98 or the Sweet. Whole experience?
The whole experience. Okay. I was Jeff chatting you. So.
Okay, I thought she was saying just because I'm really fun, like over the top. Fun.
I'm sure she is thinking that.
On the amount of stuff that you've learned today on a scale of 1 to 100.
Oh, it's got to be like a 7.
I'm fine with that.
1.5?
I mean, legit, nobody comes in here to follow us because they feel like they're going to be able to solve the world's problems.
No.
You come in here to have a good time.
Let me show you how this computer here works. First, you type in your username and your password.
Right.
These here are called headphones.
Right. So we're just not going to be like that.
Yeah.
We used to have so many shadows. We don't do quite as many of them anymore.
You used to be really popular.
I used to be really popular.
Shot to the pride.
That's bad. Is that my favorite Bon Jovi song?
Shot to the pride.
That's a good one. Like, legitimately, do you feel... Okay, let's ask this, and then we'll be done. There was a point when I was on our sister station, Kiss FM, where, like, we had different shows that I did. What do you think was the most popular morning show that you guys remember me being a part of?
Kiss FM.
No, but as far as, like, which one? Which show?
Oh.
The one with you and Boog, probably.
You think Booger? Okay.
Yeah.
I automatically think of you and Allie. Automatically.
So do you think today's show... With where the world is and the music is and all that stuff, you think it's more popular than it was back then?
Oh my gosh, that would be so hard for me to say.
It's hard to judge it, right?
Yeah. I can't answer that question.
I think you'd probably be the only one to judge that.
Yeah.
But the business is different too.
Yeah.
Like back then, there were probably five, six stations that now there's six stations per group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like okay, now there's 12, 15, 16 stations that are like in the city.
Well, I think people were so invested on what was going on. And I think it has a lot to do with social media because you didn't see like what radio DJs looked like unless you actually physically went up to like a remote or something like that. So I think a remote attendance has just gone down because of it. It's just one of those kind of.
There's more of them. And
yeah, it's just one of those deals. Like I don't know. It's hard to gauge, I
perception
guess.
Wise. Like I think when I was doing the show with Boog or even way back with Allie in like 2004-ish, we were pretty well known places and all that. Mm-hmm. I just feel maybe it's because it's like revisionist history as time goes on. But I do feel like we communicate with a larger amount of people as far as like a wider perspective.
It seems like it, yeah.
Like back then I knew who the audience was because it was young and it was like 12 to probably 30-ish, maybe 34-year-old women. You know, but it was like that was the women. And now it's like I think we talk to so many.
Yeah.
That's what I love about what we're doing now is because we talk to young people who enjoy country music. And guess what? We talk to the people who have always loved country music too, who remember the Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama and all that.
Yeah.
We talk to the guys and the girls.
It does seem like a more of a variety.
How many people come up to you and mention the show that it completely blows you away that they listen?
It probably happens weekly.
Yeah, to me too. Mm-hmm. Like somebody like, oh, I don't know what I thought our listener would look like, but I didn't expect it to
be. Yeah, or someone will come up to me and say something, quote me, or say something about one of the stories we've told, and I forget, you know, because
I'm bad about that too.
I forget that we had the whole show in the morning, and I go out throughout my day, and then it's like 8 o'clock at night, and someone will come up to me and say something, and I'm like, huh? It's like they have to remind me. I'm like, oh, and I realize they were listening. Yeah,
it happens to me so much because we go through so many topics, and I have different air shifts I go on there too, and it's just like. Information overload.
Today at Pocahontas, we had a lady that got on to David for talking about Chris Stapleton's wife being pregnant. And she was like, wasn't he the one that said she was too old to be pregnant? She goes, y'all made me laugh so hard. And I was like, it was him. Remember how you were making fun of David for saying something about her age?
Well, he did say it. I kind of started that topic a little bit. Though. I might have pinned it on him after I got awkward with it.
All you ever do is pin stuff on me.
Well, it's pin the tail on the donkey.
Pin the tail on the David.
Are you trying to call me an ass?
I didn't say it, but Ella's pointing. All right. So, hey, did you want her to read a commercial?
I do. I think she should.
Oh, here's some right here.
What do you think?
Do the one in the middle. It's the longest.
Okay, hang on.
Why would you give me the longest?
No, I want Kelly to read it first. Or do you want Ella to read it first? Give it to me first. I'll do it first.
Oh. She's shadowing you. This is your show.
All right, here we go. The middle one?
Yeah, the middle one.
This part of the show brought to you by our friends at DQ Grill and Chill, now with two locations in Jonesboro at Hilltop and right across from JHS. They have the $5 lunch. It's all day, right now, all day long. You can go by and get a burger or chicken strips with fries, a drink, and a sundae, all for only $5. And guess what? It's all day long at DQ Grill and Chill on Johnson at Hilltop and on Highland across from Jonesboro High School.
Okay, Ellie, you ready?
Nope, Kelly's next.
Why do I have to do
it? Because I want her to hear all of us do it.
Now she's nervous.
Okay. DQ Grill and Chill, now with two locations in Jonesboro at Hilltop and right across from JHS. Now you can get the $5 lunch all day. That's right, all day. Choose from a burger or chicken strips with fries, drink, and a sundae, all for just $5 all day long. DQ Grill and Chill on Johnson at Hilltop and Highland across from Jonesboro High School.
Good job. All right. Nice. You want David to do it now?
There are too many S's. I'm going to slip up and then I'm going to sound like a 2-year-old.
It's okay.
That's typically what happens to me every day.
Okay. Right. So here we go.
Yep.
DQ.
I'm sorry. Nice. My hand slipped.
Your hand slipped.
I'm sorry.
DQ Grill and Chill in Jonesboro now has two locations in Jonesboro at Hilltop and right across the street from JHS. So now you can get the $5 lunch all day. That's right. All day. You can choose from a burger or chicken strips with fries, drink, and a sundae all for $5 all day long at DQ Grill and Chill on Johnson at Hilltop and Highland right across from Jonesboro High School.
David.
Kelly, why do you got to do that? Can't you wait?
You sound like the beard guy that's like, he really like pulls out the word. It's like
the beard.
Drive.
Oh,
yep.
Where you
drive the bar.
Yep, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, what's that.
Up, Keith Baird? What's up?
What's happening?
Yeah, you know what it is. All right, are you ready?
Yes. Okay, Ella, it's your turn. So, like, what you'll do is you kind of hold.
Should
it
we even here. Make her do this?
Yeah, of course we should.
Oh, okay.
This is recorded for her.
It's this all a part of her.
This
shadowing.
Is documented for your whole life. So, if you ever come to me and say, "Hey, I want to do radio," we can point back to this moment as your first moment cutting a commercial.
And it's going to be horrible.
No, right, have so a good attitude.
Let's do this part of the show brought to you by DQ Grill and Chill. That's where you start. So go. This part of the show brought to you by DQ Grill and Chill.
This part of the show brought to you by DQ Grill and Chill, now with two locations in Jonesboro, at Hilltop and right across from JHS. Now you can get the $5 lunch all day. That's right, all day. Choose from a burger or chicken strips with fries, drink, and a sundae, all for $5 all day long. DQ Grill and Chill at Jonesboro, Hilltop, and Highland Drive. Highland, across from Jonesboro High School.
Yay!
Oh, man.
No one would have known.
But it happens, though.
Like,
if you go back and look at what I said, it's barely even on that paper.
He makes up stuff as he goes.
That's because Brandon can't read.
We should have her do
what?
The Brandon Baxter 107.9 K Fine, just to see how she does.
What, the jingle?
Yeah.
You're listening to my favorite person.
Brandon Baxter in the morning?
No, go ahead and say that part first.
I have to say my favorite
You're person. Listening to my favorite
really,
person.
Really big. You are listening to my favorite person.
You're listening to my favorite person.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
107.
Okay, fine.
All right, Ella Perry's been our guest this morning. She has learned absolutely nothing.
But had a great time.
But she passes. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here on Monday.